The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
My name is Anders Peterson. I'm the pastoral intern for the village, and I wanted to let you know that this evening we will be using the Cranberry worship hymnal, the ELW. So you'll need this to participate in worship, and they can be found on this back wall or back in this corner. And with that, I invite you to prepare your hearts for worship this evening.
Good evening and welcome. Let us join together first in prayer. God of running waters, souls abundant with life, and renewing breezes, thank you for gathering us this evening to sit in your presence. You've made the trees your guests, the deer and chipmunks and robins your guests, and even we humans as welcomed guests in your household. Forgive our eye-centeredness as individuals, as a species, as a nation, and as Christians. Renew us these days at Holden Village. Give us the wisdom and will to live faithfully and sustainably in your world. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Our opening hymn is again found in the Cranberry LBW, and it is hymn number 835. That's 835. And please stand for our opening hymn.
May be seated. Our scripture reading tonight is from the book of Isaiah, chapter 52, verse 7. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of the messenger who announces peace, who brings good news, who announces salvation, who says to Zion, "Your God reigns." Please pray with me. Gracious God, open our hearts and minds and souls to hear and receive you, to be nourished for this day and this week as we live in your world. In Jesus' name, amen. Say to Zion, your God reigns. R-E-I-G-N. I'm going to talk about the reign of God, R-E-I-G-N. And sometimes that's translated the kingdom of God or the realm of God. But before I talk about the reign of God, R-E-I-G-N, I want to talk about the reign of God, R-A-I-N. This will help me keep straight which kind I'm talking about here. If we look at the mountains out through this window here, there's some snow-capped peaks. That's rain. I think it's about 1 inch of rain is 12 inches of snow, roughly about that. But that's one form of the rain of God. We had some during dinner tonight, and it was a nice, gentle rain. Took a hike up to Heart Lake a few days ago, and all the vegetation around there and the pathways had some water seeping up onto the path, and the river and the streams, the rain of God. And all the life and the green that is around this place. I'm here this week with my wife, Nancy Wave. We're from Tucson, Arizona, so green is something we don't see very often, and rain is something we don't see very often. And we have come to really appreciate the rain of God. We have a water harvesting tank at our house, collects water off the roof. About 1,500 square feet of water empties into a tank, a 2,800-gallon tank. So do we have any mathematicians here? Can you tell me exactly how much rain it takes to fill that tank? 1,500 square feet of roof emptying into 2,800 gallons of water. So if anybody can tell us that after, I know the ballpark, but give the exact amount. That's what we're looking for. But we use that water to nourish our garden, our vegetable garden. And so when it rains, we get pretty excited. And we know that it's being collected, and we know that it'll be used to grow our vegetables. And then if it rained during the night, and each morning before breakfast, I take a hike in the desert, and if it has rained, it's just a wonderful place. The ground is softer, and a lot of animals are scurrying around, and you know, like saguaro cactuses and prickly pears, they kind of shrivel up when we haven't had rain, and then when we do, they start to expand and soak in all that nourishment. And we become really thrilled about the permeating rain of God, which is one of the ways that I've begun to think about the reign of God, R-E-I-G-N. The reign of God is vast. Some of you may be into astronomy, and you think about the stars and the galaxies out there. The reign of God is vast. Or you may be into chemistry and physics, and you look through microscopes, and you go down into atoms and into quarks and leptids or leptons and neutrinos and this inner space that's so tiny. The reign of God is vast. And on this planet, we have about 20 million species, and we are one of them. And what a diverse and vast assortment of life on this planet. And the reign of God is also ancient. Scientists tell us about 13.7 billion years that the reign of God has been going on. And on this planet, about 4.6 billion. And as life emerged about 3.8 billion years ago, and as it evolved from the sea and reptiles and primates came and Homo sapiens came, we've been here about 200,000 years. The reign of God has been going on for a long, long time. And as Christians, we get to be people who live our lives as though the reign of God was the reality. And that affects many things, but in particular, for me, I think it affects relationship. It affects relationship to our neighbor. To be living under the permeating reign of God affects our neighbor. And for us, and Jesus taught us this, my neighbor is not just people I like or people like me, but it's also the stranger and the strange one. It's the outcast and the one who's been cast out. It's the alien, even the illegal alien. It's even my enemy. Our Bible study leader, Julia Fogg, has been talking about boundaries and Jesus crossing boundaries to go to the other side where our neighbor is. We bring our students, I'm a campus pastor at the University of Arizona, and we do some border immersion trips in Mexico. Anybody done some of those on the border? And they're just wonderful, powerful experiences. We did a trip a few years ago, and we were on the Mexican side in the desert, and we ran across a group of about 25 people from Honduras. And if you can imagine how far they had been traveling, there's the whole length of Mexico, then there's Guatemala, and then there's Honduras. I don't know how many, a couple thousand miles. And they were waiting to cross. And we talked to them. We even took a picture together just to find out about their lives. And one of our students, Erica, was talking to a young woman in her late 20s. I think she had a young five-year-old child. And as they got talking, this young woman said that her name was Evelyn. And Erica, our student, said, "My grandma's name is Evelyn." And she was connected with her neighbor across a border in that moment that affected her life immensely. The reign of God affects how we relate to our neighbor. And it reflects and it affects how we relate to the creation. Greg McLaughlin has been teaching us about water usage in one of the classes. And the earth has a lot of water, but 97% of it is salt water. Only 3% is fresh water. And of that, 2/3 of it is unreachable. It's in the polar ice caps or too far below ground. So 1% of the water on earth is fresh water. And that has to be enough for all land creatures, all freshwater creatures, including us. It's quite a precious thing. Being under the reign of God affects how we connect with our creation and be in relationship, where our food comes from, how it's grown, what it does to the soil, our wages fare. Are we eating more than we should? Christians are people who get to live as though the reign of God is true. And it also affects how we relate, not just to the creation, not just to our neighbor, but also to our own inner spirit, our soul, our self, this person. Do you ever wonder about this kid inside of you? This baptized child? They used to call me Ronnie, this little Ronnie inside of me. Who is that guy? What does it mean for him to live under the reign of God and for his life to be lived out as though that were true? And we, as Christians, are people who get to live as though that were true, and it affects all areas of our life. It affects how we think about ourselves, whether we can accept who we are. It affects what we do with our lives. It affects how we spend our money. Nancy works for Habitat for Humanity, and it turns out there are people not only in the church, but there are people not in the church that see their lives under the reign of God. A couple years ago at their office, someone came to the door, went to the receptionist with a box and put it on the desk and left. And the receptionist didn't really pay attention, saw the person but didn't really connect. And after a while, she sort of looked over at that box and thought, well, I wonder what's in there. And she went to open it and was a little afraid too for a moment, but eventually opened it. And inside was a bunch of rolled up money. And everybody in the office kind of gathered around, and turned out $33,000. And of course they called the bank and the police to make sure it wasn't stolen money or something. But tightly wound up, kind of musty smelling, $33,000. So someone must have at some point thought, my life isn't just belonging to me, it is for something else. Lives under the reign of God. So the next time it rains, this is just the thought I want to leave with you. Maybe you're laying in bed and you hear it on the roof. Maybe you're driving and you got the windshield wipers going. Maybe you're hiking and you're caught and you don't have your poncho. But whenever you have that wonderful experience of the rain of God, R-A-I-N, think about the rain of God in this world. Say to Zion, your God reigns. And how good it is that we get to be people who know that to be true. Amen.
As we join again in prayer, please open up your books to hymn number 751. All right. Holy God, we thank you for our time here, surrounded by your wilderness and tender grace. Help us to feel your presence and sing your song in all aspects of our lives. Rushing waters, help us to appreciate this moment, the past flowing into the new, and continuously on to the unknown future waters. Journey on this labyrinth of life, help us to breathe deeply, encouraging each other to keep putting out a foot and be with us as we look into the scary, tangled mess we sometimes see before us. We ask you, Lord, to be with the weary and afflicted of heart, of mind, of soul, and of body. Bring peace and healing to each of them. I invite you to pray any individual prayers, either aloud or silently. God, hear all our prayers, spoken or unspoken. Hear us pray as your Son taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who sin against us.
Our closing hymn is number 861, that is 861, and we will be singing not all of the verses, but verses 1, 2, 4, and 6. Again, that's number 861, 861, and we will sing 1, 2, 4, 6. Please stand for the closing hymn.
Lord, so we come, and there was no way.
You may be seated. I don't think there's any further announcements, so go in peace, serve the Lord.